UWL's Cartwright Center will be replaced by a new student center by 2016. The building will be larger, LEED certified, and the design emulates the nearby Bluffs. But the changes come at a cost. UWL students will begin paying down payments for the new building beginning this fall. That fee will increase annually until the new student center is completed. Once its doors open, students will be paying about $20 more in segregated fees for the new center than they did for the old one. Segregated fees cover student services like health centers, recreation, and child care. UWL Assistant Chancellor and Dean of Students, Paula Knudsen, says they try to keep fees down.
Part of the segregated fees is we look at what does it take to deliver these services and resources, and part of that is determined by the number of students you have enrolled. And so if we would grow by 1,000 students, that means each student would perhaps pay less.
UW System's four-year schools' segregated fees range from $430 to $660 annually, with UW Stout being the exception with a $30 seg fee. UW System spokesman David Giroux says there is no limit on segregated fees, but the Board of Regents ultimately approves them. Although segregated fees are a smaller portion of a student's final bill, he says there is concern about keeping fees affordable. Drew adds that segregated fees are usually driven by student decisions. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.